can be changed. It's up to us to do so. It is perfectible. We don't need to accept these flaws as inevitable. We can perfect it. There are solutions to these flaws, to these imperfections. And our role, the goal of institutions, whether it's political institutions, educational institutions, of systems, organizations, individuals, philosophers, and psychologists, the role is to change our nature, to perfect it, to better it. Philosophers who held this position, people like Thomas Jefferson, people like Jean-Jacques Rousseau. George Bernard Shaw, Ronald Dworkin, and other leading thinkers. And what Thomas Sowell did was map the entire intellectual history of the world, showing how people who held this view versus that view led to radically different political prescriptions. The person who best captures the unconstrained view, Benjamin Constant, a French philosopher and politician, it is for self-perfectioning that destiny calls us. Generally, people on the constrained view are people politically, not always, but usually are people who would support capitalism. People like Adam Smith, who talks about the invisible hand. Let's channel imperfect, perhaps flawed, human nature toward the good.